My encouragement today came from an experience on Sunday, February 1st, aboard Celebrity's Millennium Ship. We were at sea between Thailand and Sri Lanka at about 2:30 in the afternoon, which meant it was about 4 a.m. in Lancaster, PA, time for the Sunday newspaper to be published and ready for downloading. I was on my way to the veranda with a cup of coffee when Lisa said, "I wasn't able to download my newspaper, so I'm just skimming articles as fast as I can." I responded with, "Oh, I wonder why." And then after I settled into my veranda deck chair and took more than a few sips of my cafe Americano, it hit me. Wondering why, being curious, unlocks scientific discoveries, advancements in medicine, new technologies, and the forward momentum of society. Curious minds have discovered gravity, electricity, the planets, the continent of America, radio frequencies, robots, the internet, artificial intelligence, and the list is literally endless. Yet thinking about my remark, "I wonder why," is a very innocent, innocuous, even polite response to a frustration. It's a passing comment, sincere enough, but not one that will unlock the great secrets or mysteries of the Celebrity Millennium's Wi-Fi. Real progress and advancements for humanity start with, "I wonder why," but then are culminated and move forward only through dedicated focus, labor, scientific inquiry, sweat, blood, tears, resources, and hours of toil. Real progress and scientific discoveries happen when the seed of curiosity sprouts over time from applied attention and resources. It takes focused effort. I once heard a fascinating story about curiosity and effort that might inspire you, and I think fits here. Listen to the hope found in this brief story with a setting in the 1800s. The credit for the text goes to performancejourneys.com. Distinguished scientist Dr. Louis Agassiz once spoke of a woman who labored in a boarding house. Her job for 15 years was to skin potatoes and chop onions on the bottom step of the kitchen stairs, her feet resting on glazed brick. Upon complaining about her own limited circumstances, he invited her to explore the world around her. "What world?" she responded. Her life was spent on the same steps each day, skinning potatoes. For starters, he invited her to consider the brick underneath her and to write him a letter concerning the nature of glazed brick. On a dare, she took him seriously, studying books and even visiting a brickyard. When she finished her study, she sat down and wrote Dr. Agassiz a 36-page letter on the subject. He wrote back stating that with a few minor changes, he had published her letter and was sending her $250. At the bottom of the letter, he asked, "What was under those bricks?" She found ants and so began to study ants, finding that there were seemingly endless varieties. After wide reading and careful study, she wrote 360 pages on the subject. He published it as a book and sent her more money. With the money she received, she went to visit all the lands of her dreams, enriching her life far beyond the monies themselves. Friends, doesn't that inspire you to be curious and then do something about it? It just may pique your curiosity and focus your efforts in an exciting, energizing, imaginative, and creative way. With that, look around, be curious, be encouraged, and respond with your gifts. Have an amazing week.